December the 1st each year is World AIDS Day, and this year's theme is Everybody Counts. Max Niggle is the Speakers Bureau Coordinator at Living Positive Victoria. The Wire's Jessica Supple asked him about the meaning behind this year's theme.
It was the World Health Organization's theme last year, and the Australian Government and Department of Health decided to adopt that as a theme this year. The main reason being is the rise in transmissions amongst heterosexuals in Australia, and that many of these people are being diagnosed late in their illness. We also have some concerns regarding the increases in some Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities and amongst international students, especially Asian-born men who have sex with men.
So one of the most important reasons, I think, for World AIDS Day is to get people educated. What is a common misconception or the most common misconception that you would like to clear up about HIV/AIDS?
Well, it's a very common misperception amongst the Australian community that HIV still only affects men who have sex with men. Globally, we know that women and children are disproportionately affected, and heterosexuals are, in the vast bulk, the diagnoses globally. So translate that back to Australia, and it's this lack of awareness and thinking, oh, it doesn't concern me, and even people's understanding around sexual health and getting regular sexual health checkups is a little bit lacking. And I'd just like to distinguish that there is quite a significant difference between what HIV is and what AIDS is. So AIDS is the result of having HIV and not being treated. And it means that if you don't have access to treatment, care and support after being diagnosed, there is a possibility that you will end up having AIDS and potentially die. And this is a concern that globally people are still dying from AIDS-related illnesses, where if they had adequate access to treatment and support, that they would live long, healthy lives.
In recent years, have you found that people are becoming more educated or more accepting?
I think, yes, that is the case. However, there's still a great deal of fear and a lack of awareness about HIV. In our key populations of men who have sex with men and other affected populations, such as sub-Saharan African migrants and people who are coming from, let's say, Southeast Asia, they are not as aware. Whereas more broadly, I would suggest that gay men in particular are highly educated. And we have an increasing number of people who are prepared to be more open about living with HIV, and their stories, their human face, makes a significant impact on educating the broader community. I will acknowledge, though, that there is significant fear about people living with HIV and still disclosing their status to others, and this comes from ignorance, fear, and discrimination and stigma. And those are the words, the discrimination, the stigma is still pervasive, and that's where my suggestion to everybody would be: get informed, go to reliable information websites, and understand that HIV can affect anybody.
What would be your main takeaway for people on World AIDS Day? What would be the one message that you would like people to know?
My main message is that everybody counts in combating HIV. Everybody counts in stopping HIV transmissions, and that means everybody should think seriously about getting a good sexual health screening, and if the result comes back where you need treatment, access support through the hospitals and the clinics that deal with this area, and also make sure you get peer support from agencies like ours.
Max Niggle, Speakers Bureau Coordinator at Living Positive Victoria, ending that story by Jessica Supple.